Thomas, this year I, along with other Donegal TDs, have raised issues around the defective block scheme 44 times in various debates in this chamber, and over 240 parliamentary questions have been put down by members across the House. Yet each time I've raised it with yourself or the Taoiseach in whichever of the rotating roles you happen to be occupying at the time, the concerns and questions I have raised on behalf of my constituents in Donegal are, I feel, treated dismissively with trumpeting talk of a €3.5 billion scheme, the biggest in the history of the state, etc., etc. Well, Tuesday's budget commits only €70 million next year to this flawed scheme, which has included the pyrite remediation scheme as well, and less than what you're doling out to the horse and greyhound industry. There's often a punch of pilot-like attitudes on your engagements on the issue. Today, Tánaiste, I need more of a Pauline attitude, if possible, since we're on the New Testament, as you said earlier on. I need you to listen to the answer and answer the question asked concisely and without superfluous waffle. Because of the ineffectual leadership of your government on this issue, affected homeowners in Donegal have taken the initiative in meeting with the banking industry, the insurance industry and various ministers to articulate their concerns that they have had not had good success where your government has failed. One recent example is where they have secured in principle with the banks access to 0% finance to bridge the enormous gap in funding between what your flawed scheme offers and the reality of what is needed. But there remains questions and a lack of urgency with your engagement from the Department of Housing, along with conflicting responses coming from government and the banking industry. Just this week, the Banking and Insurance Focus Group were informed by banks that there has been no dialogue on the damage clause returned to mortgageable condition under each of the remediation options between themselves and the departments. Homeowners need to know that when they engage with the scheme, that their property will be returned to what the bank terms mortgageable condition. The Banking and Payments Federation have told them that the department are going to establish a working group to look at the various financial issues raised. Yet, in a PQ response to me on Tuesday, there was no such commitment from the minister. So my question is this, Tánaiste. Will you commit to establishing a working group to look at the specific issues that the Redress Focus Group on Banking and Insurance have identified and raised with your Ministers of Finance and Housing? And two, will you commit to including representation from the Redress Focus Group on Banking and Insurance on that group alongside other relevant stakeholders? Thank you.
I thank the Deputy for raising this issue, but I think the Deputy should acknowledge that this government has fundamentally overhauled the defective concrete blocks scheme, and the Remediation of Dwellings Damaged by the Use of Defective Concrete Block Act of 2022 provides for 100% grant funding for eligible homeowners. And it commenced on the 22nd of June 2023, and the regulations were adopted on the 29th of June of this year. And that enhanced scheme is now open for applications. And that will provide financial support to affected homeowners in Donegal, Mayo, Limerick and Clare, whose dwelling had been damaged by the use of defective concrete blocks, and grants of up to 420,000 are available for affected homeowners depending on the works required under the scheme. Transitional arrangements for the transfer of applicants from the current scheme to the new enhanced scheme are in place, and the final regulations were the result of an extended and extensive amount of consultation with key stakeholders, particularly local authorities and homeowner action groups. And the enhanced scheme also provides an evidence-based system for new counties or parts of counties to be designated as required following a technical assessment by the housing agency. The new schemes, they're remediation grant schemes of last resort put in place by the government in order to voluntarily assist homeowners to remediate damage caused by the use of defective concrete blocks. And there's no question, you know the details of it. I find it difficult, some of the language you use, in just dismissing it, particularly when you're looking at a €2.3 billion commitment and provision for the scheme. And then in terms of the issue in respect, the Minister has set up an implementation steering group for the scheme, comprised of officials from relevant local authorities, the Department of Housing Agency, and the Homeowners Liaison Officer. And in respect of the financial issue, again, The Department of Housing has had a number of engagements with the Banking and Payments Federation on specific issues raised by defective concrete block homeowners to see what can be done to address their concerns. The Department have received an interim funding proposal from the BPFI, and officials from the Department met on Thursday, 28 September, to review and discuss with BPFI officials. The proposal is for a low-interest loan, and given their role in this area, the Department of Finance are currently engaging directly with the Banking and Payments Federation on the proposal, and the Minister for Housing has stressed the need for a fair and consistent approach to be taken by the banking sector with customers dealing with the effects of defective concrete blocks on their houses. About 1,644 applications were received under the old scheme and 60 to the enhanced scheme up to the 31st of August of this year. And 340 of these applications were referred to the Housing Agency, and these comprise of 323 from Donegal relating to the old scheme, 9 from Mayo, with 2 relating to the enhanced scheme, and 8 from Clare.
Thank you.
The total amount paid out so far to local authorities is about 24 million, which includes approximately 2.6 million related to administrative fees.
Deputy Pringle.
So you continuously, and your government ministers continuously, go on about a 100% redress scheme. The redress scheme is nowhere near 100% redress. I mean, it's an average, householders are looking at an average of probably around 50,000 to 70,000 euros. They're looking at an average of 50,000 to 70,000 euros to pay for redress in your 100% redress scheme. That is nonsensical. You continuously do it, and every government minister continuously do it, as if you say it often enough, it'll happen. It's not going to happen. This is the problem. And you're doing nothing to engage with householders and actually how to bridge that gap. Householders have had to go out themselves and meet the banks and meet the central bank, they meet the insurance industry. And the banks have said to them that there's been no discussions about the mortgageable value of the house afterwards, that the house would actually be, you could get a mortgage and sell your property after it's so-called repaired by your 100% redress scheme. That is the question, and that is the fact that families are facing right across the board. And you talk about the 2.3 billion euro scheme. Based on your own figures, that'll take about 40 or 50 years to actually spend 2.3 billion on the amount of redress that's taking place. That's the problem. This is going to be going around for years and years and years to come, that people are going to be living with this scheme. Now, the reality is, Tánaiste, people, for this to be even come close to being a 100% redress scheme, the banks have to be able to work with the people that they give the loans to actually give them money to actually pay, get into this scheme. Right.
Thank you, Deputy. We're over time now, please.
So will you engage with them to make sure that happens? That's what we're asking. They're not.
The government is engaging with the Bank Payments Federation. And the Minister has, in the broader scheme, set up an implementation group in respect of delivering on it. And people are applying in respect of the scheme. But, you know, Deputy, I've met with various groups in the past in respect of this as well, and there has been a lot of engagement, particularly between the Department of Housing and groups. But I just note the dismissal of what, by any yardstick or by any precedent, is an unprecedented intervention in terms of the, not our money, but people's money, and rightly so in terms of trying to help people come through a terrible situation. Like, there's a lot of issues around that defective concrete block issue, but the government, in the interests of those homeowners, have decided to intervene to rebuild their homes, essentially. No, the government didn't cause the crisis. I don't accept that at all, but that's another day.
Yeah, please,
the more important point is getting the houses built, getting delivery on the ground through the local authorities, getting action and getting the thing done.
Thank you, Tánaiste.
We're interested in getting it done and moving on it and facilitating that. And the Ministry has facilitated both Finance Minister and Housing Minister with the Banking and Payments Federation.